Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. Cool. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me.
Evil.
So I went running for answers.
The evil of Lucy, Lucifer. He said the evil of Lucy. He put her in a female component of Lucifer. We gonna be all right. Oh, man, we about to get it on. I'm glad we able to fix this. It's not my fault. We did everything. They cut us off because they, hey, that's what they do. I don't know why this one was a little cheesy because they had fixed it. They got us back on Infinity. And next thing I know, I guess because I wasn't in the original show, because they had us off, the internet was just swirling. And then so now we got to go back to this. So we're going to keep you back in the business where we was added to. Oh, my goodness. Y'all don't have no idea what we're about to head to. Before I even get started, those of you who are able to hold on to the mic, I got y'all in the queue. I'm going to bring all y'all in. Tell others they can get in. They got 60 minutes. We put the show in for 60 minutes, and I'm just going to do what I do. I'm going to get the first thing hot. If they miss this, I can't help. But those of you who hear this, this is Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva. who come out of nowhere, MIT. You know, a lot of Indians into the TED and they into the techno shit. So we got to listen to what he's saying. Now, listen to his perspective on this whole thing. If you got the beginning show, go back to the archives. That's all I can tell you.
So what we have right now is a overtake of the United States government and its people driven by one man, Anthony Fauci. And the President of the United States, he's gone through a grueling struggle with the Russia collusion, a grueling struggle with the impeachment, and he's got this one gentleman who is pushing fake science on the American people. And that fake science is as though a virus and a vaccine is going to wipe out all of America, as though it's going to wipe out the immune system of everyone. This is so far from the truth. He's not telling the truth. He's not telling people that the immune system, it's a overactive immune system caused by dysfunction. It's an overactive immune system caused by weakening. That immune system is what attacks our own bodies. Mr. Fauci is also not talking about the fact that there are many fundamental cheap solutions to beef up the immune system. So going back to fundamentals, the issue is that all of you should understand that you can take control of your immune health. Very, very simple things you can do. One of the most important things, as I keep saying, is vitamin D, sunlight, UVB radiation. If you can't do it, go get some D3, okay? And I've put forward a program how we can end the shutdown to the President of the United States by taking those people who are severely sick with the COVID and sick in critical care, how we can use high dosage vitamin D and A and vitamin C. And by the way, these are things that are in the literature. It makes me really wonder what kind of scientist or what kind of MD Fauci is, because it's all in the literature. And the fact that he has not used his podium on primetime TV to tell Americans that is why what he's doing is criminal. What is he waiting for? What is Fauci waiting for? Is he waiting for his buddies over here at all of these organizations? Let's go back here to get all set where they could control all of us. What is he waiting for? What is Fauci waiting for? Is he waiting for a point where we are all so in fear that we are so drained, you know, being cooped up in our homes, that we say, okay, whatever, do whatever you want to me. Give me all the vaccines, Fauci. Great. Put a chip in me. Great. Do it. Let Bill Gates run this country. Let Chan Zuckerberg and the Clinton Global Initiative. Is that what this is about? Because what I'm trying to tell everyone is next year, this time, what Mr. Fauci's laying pipe for is, yes, motor vehicles, you know, where's your vaccine card? Where's your vaccine card before you can go into the gym? And what that will do is it will create an enormous power for all of these people here. All of these people, it's not the United States government anymore. It is a external unit, you know, where it serves and profits. All of those entities is who will be running our lives. That's what we're talking about. This is no longer something that's, you know, deep state conspiracy theory. We're talking about something extremely real. And it's being driven by one individual who is not telling the truth. Who's not telling the truth. He's not telling you that your immune system is strong. He's not telling you that your immune system needs vitamin D. You give your immune system vitamin D, and your body will create cathelicidins, which is an antimicrobial, and it helps destroy these microbes by disrupting their membrane. He's not talking about that. He's not talking about vitamin A. Again, these are pennies for all of us to use right now to end the shutdown and get back to work. He's not talking about that. Why is he not talking about that? Is he stupid? Or is he knows this and he's waiting for his buddies to push the vaccine, you know, the big pharma agenda? What is going on? What is going on in this country that we've shut down the entire country and we're doing quantitative easing again, which is the Obama model to push crack onto everyone? What I mean by that is, I mean, make everyone basically dependent on a model of running an economy which has nothing to do with core foundations. That is what Fauci's doing right now. And it's all based on fake science, fake science, fake science. And that is how he's getting away with it. And I'm here to call him out because, you know what? I didn't work hard all my life, you know, bust my butt, be one of the top students, get all those degrees at MIT, and keep my mouth shut. But you know who's keeping their mouth shut? It is all those professors at Harvard School of Public Health who are controlled by Chinese money right now. It is those people at MIT who are controlled by Chinese money. It is most of these people at most academic institutions today are controlled by Chinese money. And that is what is going on. And Fauci's not doing this because he assumes you're stupid. He assumes you're stupid and you will kowtow to fear-mongering. And I'm telling everyone needs to wake up and start taking care of your own health. You cannot trust the medical establishment anymore. You cannot trust Big Pharma. They want you to be immunocompromised. They want you to be scared. That is what Mr. Fauci is doing. He wants you to be scared. He wants the president to be scared, and he wants the American people to be scared. So next year this time, all of us will be handcuffed with vaccines and Big Pharma mandating to us top-down medicine. Does that sound like America? No, that sounds like China to me. Top-down, the state tells you what to do. That is not the America that my parents left to come here to, and I don't think it's the America that many of you want to be part of. We are headed towards becoming economically, philosophically, biologically, and politically a colony of China. And I don't mean to be xenophobic, okay? Because I'll tell you this, the Chinese Communist Party treats its people like shit. It treats its people like dirt. And 6 months before all of this took place in China, the people of Wuhan were protesting in mass. Tens of thousands of protesters on the streets. Why? They wanted clean air. They wanted clean water and they wanted clean food. Okay, just like you and I want. Meanwhile, our government, our state capitalists, our governors of most of this country have delivered us dirty water, dirty air, dirty food, and they keep most of our people in ignorance by not teaching them what to put in their mouth, what actually builds immune health. As I've said over and over and over again, it's actually pretty simple if you take a systems approach. And a systems approach is to understand that your body is an interconnected system and your immune system wants to support you. It wants to stay in what's called homeostasis. Okay? You support your body with vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, which comes from the sun, the green leafy fruits and vegetables, the citrus fruits. You can get it from supplements. Ideally, you should get it from some fruit foods. If you do that, your body moves into its own homeostasis, which means where it likes to be, where it likes to support you. That's called your natural system state. And when you support your body to do that, you know what? Your body takes care of you. And what can you do?
What can you do? We back. They try to do it. I had no control over the internet. Infinity. Fuck you. You did a great job. Anyway, we're going to keep this program going. We got all you in the mix. We are back. We're going to stay on for a little bit longer. We're going to hold you. But just check that out. Didn't Fauci say that? Didn't Dr. Fauci, Vatican physician, didn't he state that he jogs and wants to get sunlight and fresh air? Y'all heard the clip. Talk to me. Talk to me, everybody. What's going on? Are we truly that deceived that they can see the very elect? Let me get this going over. I'm getting y'all back in there. Go ahead. Jump in. Jump in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all coming from China, man. I'm telling y'all something. I bought a product from China. It arrived like 2 days ago. I opened the box, took that product. I let the box just sit around. I start feeling sick, bro. Okay? I start feeling sick. Threw that box in the garbage, and I start taking my vitamins and eating orange. Now I feel better, okay? And then when you say something about Italy, okay, the number one thing in Italy, them old dudes been wearing toupees, man, and they put that stuff in their hair, in their fake hair, man. If you look up Dr. Aleem, I sent it to y'all, man, Dr. Aleem Mohammed, he said that it could get in your beard too, man, okay? And that, he said that, man. So it's in the hair. I whatever my sister said from Atlanta, okay, I agree with her too a little bit. But you can't have no fear, man. You cannot have no fear. And don't buy nothing from China. And like what the brother named the preacher, Reverend Pinkney, okay?
Pinkney, yeah.
You're right, man. These Negroes open up these barbershops and hair salons, and them sisters line up to get their nails, okay? They want to look pretty laying in the casket, man. They're going to look pretty. Going to have a fresh haircut, fresh hairdo laying in the casket, man. Okay? You saw that thing in the video I sent you with that brother and daughter. Go through the cemetery,
yeah.
They had all them caskets and people in the trash bags, man. Okay?
Yeah.
I ain't pushing fear, y'all.
No, no, no. No, no, no. We're not saying no. No, you're not pushing fear. We ain't saying that. No, we saying that there's people dying. I want people to realize when their family go in and they tell you you can't see your family, you got to get suspicious. Anytime somebody say I can't see my own family, y'all best to get suspicious. I'm telling you, that's all I'm gonna say. I can't say no more. If somebody go take your mama and say your mama got corona, you can't see her no longer. You don't think that's a medical violation? If y'all knew that that is illegal to tell y'all that we can't see none of our relatives or get a history, all they doing is telling you one word, and that's what scared me. I believe that what we'll be hearing from around the 10 regions, all y'all from different zip codes and different area codes. So I'm getting a very round picture of what's going on across the country. And for you to say that, see now, you said you thought something from China. I'm glad you people are saying that because Amazon ain't stopped dealing with China. Amazon is in the Silk Road. Amazon is part of the new Silk Road. And drones will be delivering stuff within the next 2 years for sure. With this key, if we keep this going on, they're going to get rid of the post office. I know people don't believe me. They're going to say, you know what, we can deliver the mail through drone. And if you are hooked up to our database, you will get your mail. Those of you who don't comply, you will be considered undesirable. That's where this is going to get deep. And that's where we're going to see where we really at. That's when we're going to see where we really at psychologically the next few years. By 2025, we're going to see for sure. Let me go to 9927. Let me go to New York, 9927. 9927, you back in the queue. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we had to do a lot to get back on. We had to do a lot, but we on. We back
sure
on.
I really did. They said goodbye. Blog Talk has ended. Goodbye. And I'm like, oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, man.
But
good thing for go live. They got a go live button that you just say, hit it. Go ahead.
Right. Italy and the United States was in on creating the coronavirus. So it's Italy, the United States, and China. So who, Dr. Who, the doctors of who,
Dr.
Who,
yes, Dr. Who, yeah. I like that, yeah,
which
Dr.
is the
who.
World Health Organization, is
mm-hmm.
The doctors who. So,
Doctor
yeah,
Who. I like that. That's deep there. That's real sci-fi.
Conspired. This is treason
yes.
against the whole world, the earthlings of Earth. This is treason of Earth. This is sabotaging Earth. They've been sabotaging Earth for decades. It's nothing new. We've been sleeping. We've been stupid. We've been, again, accepted everything our government tells us. Everything that they do to us, we accept it. So all of us is guilty. Nobody can say that they innocent. So, yeah, this is the time that we have to stand up and raise up and start researching and start telling the truth and start breaking it down.
Now, we're going
to
do a show. I want you to come on next week. We got Brother Jeff. He was not able because of what's going on with how we did this. But Brother Jeff, we're going to do a sci-fi show. Everybody who loves sci-fi.
Look up. Nanotechnology, please.
Next week, sci-fi.
What they're doing to us right now. They've been.
Next week.
I said this a long time ago that they have been, as CIA, FBI, or whatever the hell he was, agent told us, dusting the sky. If they're dusting the sky, that means they're doing what? They're spraying shit over us, testing us every day. Buffalo, New York is the number one test center for everything, from terraforming, from floating, illuminating clouds, which I recorded and have to put online another day, to every fucking test there is. Buffalo, New York is a key for whatever. From technology in the sky.
Now you heard Cuomo. Now you heard somebody say Cuomo. I'm going to get some more calls in here. Y'all jumping. I got some lines open. Cuomo is going to deal with a Chinese company to bring in the social distancing. Bro, this is getting deep. Let me get you. I got Atlanta. Let me get y'all back in here. I got a lot of y'all. Thank y'all for calling back because it was, hey, infinity, y'all. They doing testing all around here, but they did tell me they was going to hook us back up. They didn't say it was going to cut us off at the time, and I put in for 3 hours, but that's okay. We're gonna work it. Yeah, we got a lot of y'all in the queue. Hit the number one button, y'all, if y'all want to jump on this call. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard the man say all of academia. Let me get Chi-Town. I forgot your baby Chi-Town. I forget your Chi-Town. All of academia is being paid by the Chinese. Now, how can we go along with this construct, which if I remember the movie Red Dawn, and I love Bruce Lee.
What's up with Kim Jong-un?
He could be dead. Is this the COVID-19
cover-up to assassinate this man?
Send in Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman need to go over there. That's his buddy. We going to find out soon that Dennis Rodman... Because if Dennis Rodman don't talk, we know they killed him.
I ain't heard nothing from Dennis Rodman yet.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you something. Dennis Rodman getting more fanfare. In a coma. You ain't heard Dennis Rodman. I think the NBA, I'm going to be honest with y'all, the NBA, I don't know, I love sci-fi, but the NBA went to China, and when all this confusion was going on and they was beating up their citizens in Hong Kong and telling them they got to get their ass back in order, that some dude from the Houston Rockets, NASA, goes and states that China is being mean. And from there on, from that point on, from the NBA, LeBron James did a 360, everybody did a 360, come to find out they control all of the NBA. I just don't understand how we can't see that. All we got to do is look up their stocks. That's all you got to do.
I'm laughing, bro, because during all this mess, ESPN released a movie called The Last Dance.
The Last Dance.
Your boy Dennis, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. Now, what's ironic when we're talking about Jordan with all this, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, had a part of playing that virus too, which nobody's talking about.
Ooh.
And Mr. Jordan, that's where he played ball at. So I just had to put that out there.
Yeah, put that out there. I like that. That's a good out there. And The Last Dance, Dennis Rodman is being hosted this particular Sunday coming up, which is tonight. Thank you, Helios. Tonight, Sunday. Tonight, you'll see him tonight. Would be the Dennis Rodman special, and they like he needed 48 hours in Vegas. Because, you know, bro, I'm going to tell y'all something. If this ain't well orchestrated, I don't know what it is. Let me go back to New York. New York, let me hear it from you. Another New York. What's up, New York? Appreciate you.
8079.
There you go.
Hello.
8079.
Hey, how you doing there, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, Hey, don't be scared, man. It's okay, man.
It's okay.
Keep eating your chicken. Everything all right, man. But I thought everything was a shutdown in New York City, man. But they just completed the L train down in the subway, and they're gonna open it today. They said, man.
The L train go open today.
Yeah. Go open today. They just finished it, man. I thought everything was supposed to be closed down, no working close together and all that. But they finished it. And they go open it, man. And by the way, man, with all that money that's going to Harvard and Yale and Stanford and down at Duke from the Chinese people, man, billions of dollars a year, man, they don't infiltrated the educational system, man. It's 345,000 Chinese people in America going to school, man. So that's 345 agents that can do whatever they want. But just remember that dude from Harvard about 2 months ago got busted for espionage, right? Sending some type
of
stuff back there. Right?
That's right.
They already got their army here, man. Their army is here, bro, because they ain't nothing but all spies, man.
But that's the playbook. That's the playbook of the Yahweh, or the YHWH real estate company. They said, how we take care of things, we send in spies. That's in your book, Exodus.
Dude, they
send
all
in spies. Send in spies before you take over anybody's land.
There you go.
What better group than students? Unbelievable.
And you know, for the testing kits, man, we can't get none because we got to get the chemical agents from them, man, to test people, man. So we up the creek, bro.
We got to get the chemical agent. Appreciate that's the big love,
right?
Big
from
love,
Mill,
man. The chemical.
Mill,
are y'all listening to this, y'all? What show had this on? It's so much information. The chemical agent for the damn shit got to come from China. And y'all still believe the Chinese ain't owed a booty? Now Trump, even owed him some money. I hope y'all know Trump hotels. Also was financed by some companies back in the Manhattan days when he had them hotels. So they got a lot of control over Manhattan, period. All of the financial district, they control a lot. Not one politician in New York is seen. Not one. Not one. Georgia. I mean, I tell y'all, is any Chinese in y'all local governments? Any Chinese in y'all local governments? Anybody?
Not in
the lines open.
Not in Buffalo. Not in Buffalo.
What about y'all? I got the lines open. Lines open.
You got one guy.
Go ahead.
No, not in Atlanta, but they don't need to be in power. They control the politicians.
Okay, so not one Atlanta.
Here.
I got who else I got? I got a few lines open. So everybody now, I got area codes from New York, Atlanta, Vegas.
5192.
5192. I'm trying
China
to figure out they
the medical field. China
they
owns
so,
the medical field.
But they
so
smooth, ain't
what?
They? No politicians.
All your life, when it comes to viruses or anything else, they own the entire medical field in the United States, $20 trillion worth. So you think all the shenanigans that's going on, it's all China. They own
go ahead,
us.
Dude.
They own
all right, go ahead.
America.
Okay, go ahead. Let
remember
me hear from
back
all
in 2018 with Obama?
I know.
I
remember. Go ahead. Let me hear. Go ahead, Chicago.
I was just going to say quickly here in Illinois, the governor had purchased, his office had purchased so many, I think some masks and stuff. But now the thing is, we had a black brother here, Dr. Willie Wilson, a doctor who ran for mayor last year. He owns his own medical company, and nobody bothered to tap his resources as far as getting his masks. But the governor decided to go secretly. Go get the stuff from China, and he's been called out for that, but ain't nobody talking about it.
Yeah, a lot of them. Now I'm gonna go to the let me take a little shift in direction here because of no sports, because what I'm seeing with these face masks on, I'm sure the Buffalo Bills Mafia are gonna have a face mask also, and everybody around the country, Philly, from the now I want to realize
the Bears
that
first draft pick was from Notre Dame, by the way. I have to throw that out there.
Notre Dame, thank you. Thank you. No, I'm serious. This is real deep. Notre Dame. In your face.
Put that stuff in the mask made from China. That's why I ain't wearing none.
Right, but they want, I mean, me either. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be straight up honest with you, with everybody. In Florida, you're not going to get no food without that mask on, so you're going to wear that mask. That's how it works. Liquor stores.
Wow.
Arabs don't really care, but they care, but you know how they are. They're going to take your money. As long as you put that money down, they're going to grab it.
Yep.
Other groups, you know, the Latin community here in Florida, they used to this. I can't be for sure if they was not put in through the caravan that we paid no attention to, not realizing who lets a group of people lead a country and go through a straight line through every country. That has to be paid for. So, you know, whoever allowed that to happen knew they could be bringing in people with. And you just heard Reverend Pinckney say the people in the prison, all you got to do is have the cook have the virus, and he could contaminate everybody. They could just let them die of ailments they already have in prison. I want y'all to know something. I'm not saying this about being funny, but I actually had the privilege of seeing the Georgia Guidestones. When you go to see that, they got that in pure granite. Big as hell, monolith, and you say they actually said they're gonna bring the earth down to a what? And have all these rules where nobody will be poor, nobody will be hungry, nobody will no need for courts. They getting you used to it now, cause the courts ain't open, and the police like, well, you know what? We can't get no money out of this, cause you ain't nothing but a money bond. We just gonna let crime go. That's where you get the Batman stories that's why sci-fi, next week, sci-fi. We're going to go through all the sci-fi to show you that you live in a sci-fi reality. Next week, hosted by my man. he go way back. We me and him go back and forth, but he a New York man. But we here in the MIA, and just get ready, brother. We're going to put it together. We're going to do a sci-fi show. Go ahead.
What they say, the thing started in China with a bat, according to them, right? With the Batman in the back.
Batman. Bro, yeah, thank you, man. Oh, that's deep. That's deep. Well, thank you, man. Go ahead.
You know, the Chinese stock market is called a bat, man. The Chinese stock market is called a bat. You can look it up. That's a fact. The Chinese stock market is called a bat.
Hey. And that ain't that strange? They claim the bat. Now, here's where we get deep, everybody. Show you how deep China has a hold on Africa. Who do they go to? The first Book of Enoch, the Ethiopians. That's who's actually over the hood. And Enoch said the watchers. See, the Book of Enoch said the watchers will watch over everybody. You didn't know who the watchers was, but you're going to find out shortly who they are. The watchers.
And they just had a TV series on cable called The Watchmen. They canceled it after the first season because it was too many metaphysical messages in there.
Yeah, The Watchers.
And look how they program the people, man. Everybody want to be followed. Follow me on this. Follow me on that.
Yeah,
they
follow me.
Ass, all right.
Yeah. I ain't asking nobody to follow me to the rabbit hole. I just put it out there. I let the sun heat the shit up because it's called Helios. I kill all viruses. That means all ignorant motherfuckers. No, you got to go. That's how it works here. The sun is the Jesus that everybody going to church for a little while on virtual reality now. Virtual church. You so scared, you don't even believe. That's how you know you never believed in that. Because you won't even go to church now. You're going to tell me I'm doing it on the computer. You got old people now, family members now trying to figure out, can you put me on Facebook? Yeah, I'll put you on Facebook, sure. Because that's the only way you're going to go to church. But see, church, you should have church with your family. The ones that trying to go to church, have it at your house. Have it at somebody's house that you all love. Have a cookout in your backyard that you fixed up. Have all the things you put your money and energy behind and enjoy it. Because, see, joy kills evil. Because evil spelled backwards is love. That's all it is. Evil love. Love evil. Evil love. I'm just using spells because right now I know that we're going to fall for some more shit soon. Because football coming out. See, they need football. Why they need football, everybody? Because it's a gladiator. It's the closest to all gladiator sports. It's the toughest sports in America. It's the toughest sports in America. That's a fact. Your body can only take a few years of that shit. And those who can last long through high-level eating, high-level exercise, even if you're getting high, you can get high and smoke, drink, as long as you got the detox program going on. You don't think they don't do that? Look at Dennis Rodman going to prove that this week. Dennis Rodman going to prove I can get high, fuck 3-4 bitches at a night, get my dick sucked, ass sucked, everything sucked, suckalicious, and do everything, and still win a championship. That's coming on tonight.
Hey, bro.
That's coming on tonight. Go ahead, talk.
Hey, bro. And to add to that, I met Dennis Rodman at a cigar club some years back, and
yeah.
the brother was cool and everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's an alky, very quiet, but then he's open as well. But guess who he had as his handler at the time that I met him? He had this little small Asian chick that was with him. And when he was done, he bought around for the whole bar, but she had the money. She was holding the money. And he told her, he said, you know, take care of everything. And she went in there, she grabbed the wallet, and she took care of everything. Little small Asian chick was hanging with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Let's go there with that, because me and you, let's go back. You know, I know you like to say we had a few cigar parties, and we got cigar parties. We have cigar people all over. Even women smoke cigars. I've been to Cuba, and cigar smoking is done by everybody, women and men. And it's a lot of drinking. Cognac is drinking in there because cigars and cognac go good together. If y'all don't know that, if y'all do, that's great. If not, whatever. But nonetheless, a lot of conversations go on, and these type of conversations go on because I want y'all to notice Michael Jordan is drinking through the whole time of his conversation. He's drinking cognac. Just look at his job. Look at his glass. He get and he telling on everything. They got him listening to him tonight. They gonna got him because a lot of drinking and stuff going where you make deals, you make money deals. And the Asian people, man, let's be honest. I'm gonna go because I don't got much time. I got about half hour left. The Asian people, the madam here in Miami, if you wanna get a massage, you're going to the Asians. There ain't no black masseuse. See, that's why I don't think about. See, women don't know about black women who are the biggest hoes in the world. And I'm saying that so you know I mean love by that. Don't even have masseuse parlors, which you could put the actual all you women out there on Facebook claiming y'all unis and you know you goddess bitches and all that. Y'all can perform these sex acts, but the really number one sex act is done in Asia. That's a fact. Asians.
But they did have one time.
No, I ain't talking about one time.
I'm saying in my life right now.
They had a whole house, but right now exactly. We don't got the whole house. They got virtual.
They got two down here in Miami. Right on 22nd Avenue.
Don't even get back.
And they're painted pink.
Stop. You going too crazy now. Stop. You ain't even supposed to give out no location like that. Goddamn, bro. Don't you bring that to me. Hold on. I'm gonna get some perspective of that because I just want people to see that even in the movie Black Panther, I'll let you talk next when you said Jar Bones, but you next. In the movie Black Panther, they went to the Asian people to make the deal. If you understood that construct, who had the power of where the power meets at was in an Asian, a little old Asian lady who looked so diminutive, is so innocent, she had the password. Same thing in the Matrix. Who had the password in the Matrix? The Asian man. So go ahead. I'm just trying to show the construct that they already knew. Go ahead.
I want everybody to get a picture of a snake mouth wide open and make the picture big, man. And Eddie saw it. Eddie and another brother from New York saw it. But get a picture of a snake with a snake mouth wide open where you can look in the front view right in directly into the mouth of the snake, and y'all tell me what y'all see.
Okay.
But it scared the hell out of me when I saw it, man. I had to change up everything in my life when I saw that picture, bro.
Go ahead, sister.
Here in Atlanta, Georgia, DeKalb County is one of the most black counties in Georgia. 30 deaths of COVID-19. Fulton County has a lot of blacks as well. They're probably at maybe 115, 120. Now, I know the brother said don't go to the barbershops and don't go nowhere. And everybody's saying Georgia is crazy for reopening. If you look at those numbers, and we still don't know if those numbers are accurate, that they died of something besides COVID-19. Now, here in Georgia, we have about 10, 11 million people. And we're at, 800 maybe people, 700, 800 people dying. And most of them are dying in Albany. Albany was a small little town. And so I don't know if those records are accurate in Albany either. But let's say, for instance, there are 800 people died in Georgia. Is that enough for you not to go get your hair done? Is that enough not to go to the restaurants and to keep the country locked down? The numbers are accurate. Science is not. So if you look at here in Georgia, there's only 3,000 people and some change that was hospitalized for COVID-19. And we're supposed to be at like 18, 19, 20,000 people infected. So you're saying 18,000 people don't need a doctor, don't need a nurse, don't need any medicine, just stay at home for 14 days and you're fine. And that's enough for people to still go along with this fear-mongering that this is a deadly disease, that you shouldn't go get your hair cut, you shouldn't have, you should so not so,
yeah,
keep social distancing.
I'm listening.
I'm saying to
on.
My people is there's going to be a lawsuit to file. Somebody's going to file against them and say the math don't make no sense to shut down the country for these small deaths that we don't even know if they actually die.
That's thinking people, though. That's thinking. See, now, you're a thinking person. A thinking person say, I deal with some math, now, sacred geometry. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. If the flu is still versus this, that, I mean, are you telling me, all I've heard from my municipality job, I got a municipality job. I work for the municipality. I'm just going to put it out there. So if the municipality says, just wash your hands, if your temperature is under, then it's just normal. Go to work.
I'm laughing,
I mean,
too,
I mean,
because I'm hearing the same bullshit at my government job.
I mean,
right. I'm at the VA hospital, bro. Ain't nobody dropping. Ain't nobody dying. You know,
right.
Emergency room.
Right.
It's stupid. At the point, this is just fucking stupid, y'all. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, I'm there. I work with sewage. I work for water and sewage. Solid waste is around me. Everything. Black folks going to work. And let me tell you something. Here's how the unions work. And I'm going to get on everybody right now. The union should be fighting for us to get hazard pay right now, because doing what we're doing is hazard.
They
doing
it
in
the hospital.
Is
the nurses got together, went to the union already.
We got
they
to get union.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we should be fighting for, not for no goddamn socialism, for our own ism of survival. If we don't use these unions that we give dues to for all these years, we gave dues, both of our checks have went to these people, and you don't have enough sense to say, wait a minute, man. I'm working in the hazard. The dude said he picked up a box. He picked up a box. Now we ain't gonna get no hazard pay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold tight.
What's now, the name? The news is dubbing it as being a frontline, quote unquote, frontline worker. Last time I heard that phrase was the 9/11 incident. So you already, that tells you right there, this is a damn psyop.
Yep.
Right.
Come on.
First responders, front line. Come on. We've heard the script before.
We heard the script. I know it did. Damn sure heard the script. That's why I keep putting it out here. The script is so obvious. Go ahead. I got the lines open on everybody. Y'all want to jump in? Sure, jump in. Go ahead. Jump in. I don't care who's jumping
in. You look at how they tell you how the light comes that you see. They tell you that you see what you see. Light, when it first hits your eyes, is upside down any damn way.
Right, it's reversed.
You can look at
it's reversed.
That,
it's reversed.
So,
you come through a prism. Our eyes come through a prism. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Family, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go, family. I heard family. Go ahead, family. Go right ahead, family. I heard you first. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve from Chicago, and I wanted to expound on a couple of points that you guys were making. I want to say thanks for this emergency broadcast that you're doing. The one comment I wanted to make about to the sister, I understand about there is an occult science behind the opening of the barbershops because of the fact that they have been attacking black hair for at least 10 years, let's say a decade. You can't come in with braids. You can't look a certain way because of our cultural hair. But from an occult science standpoint, they know that the Egyptians used to believe that their hair was an extension to the gods that they worship, and that their hair could actually talk to the gods. So from an occult science standpoint, the reason why they want black people to cut their hair. They don't want you to grow your hair. They want you to cut your hair, and from a European standard, they want you to be clean shaven, and they don't want you to grow your hair out in dreadlocks or long as it can possibly be.
Hold on, because you know, I would do both. A beautiful point, but you know, I got dreads, and you know, the only thing most people with dreads do now is they just want to be taped to the hair. You got a lot of dudes with beautiful hair, long as hell. They just keep it taped. So a lot of people was like, one thing about dreads, he was like, okay, fuck it, we just don't have to get no hairline because we got dreads. But people do like to keep it groomed. But there are a group who can't grow hair now. We got to remember, our people are testosterone deficiency. That's why they made the blue pills instead of taking things that will boost you, like eating pistachios, open up our bloodlines toward our dicks. We will be even more powerful. But we use these type of things. So if a man feels like he's losing his testosterone, he's losing all his hair, they start to change. And, you know, a lot of our people go into dying their hair more so than just accepting what they have. And I think the dying of our hair, and I never remember forget watching Shaka Zulu when they went to him, the British said, dye your hair, you'll be immortal. And they put charcoal flint, ground it up into his hair, and he became immortal in his eyes. I said, man, that's deep. I never thought that was years ago when they came on Shaka Zulu. And I know it's now a lot of our people now have done that. Now, you see them regular now. When you see them in virtual reality now, they're coming out real, they got all gray. Most of our celebrities are gray. But because they've been through television, they've been made to look immortal, young again. So that, to me, is a science of magic to make. So I think you're right. The barbershop has a sense of beauty, which beauty is Isis. If you, I didn't know that in the cult world, beauty is Isis. Yep. Anytime you want to be beautiful, you Isis. So go ahead.
The other point I wanted to make real quickly is that here in Chicago, and Brother Derek, you might be able to attest to this, that early on, and we have Lori Lightfoot, who is the current mayor, and she succeeded Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief spokesman for Obama, and Jewish. And with the Hollywood cabal, his brother, it's a whole different aspect of that. But what I'm saying is with Lori Lightfoot and the Chinese, early when she became the mayor-elect, she pledged that she would strengthen global and make Chicago a global city with China. And that and this, wow. This is coming out of Xing Junet. XINHUANET.com, where she stated that she was going to make Chicago like an economic sister to, and she went into Chinatown just like the ritual with the Speaker of the House, and said that she was sorry for the history of the Chinese Americans in the United States. So, now, the question becomes, if she did this before she was mayor of Chicago and all these Negroes loving on some Lori Lightfoot, and I'm saying, well, how can you trust a person that can't figure out if she's the wife or the husband in a relationship, but you trusting in this woman? And then on top of that, with the numbers coming out of Chicago, that so-called numbers saying that the black community is affected more with the COVID virus. Well, how come it is that she hasn't pledged any economic stimulus to the south and west side of Chicago, which she stated as a campaign promise to 10 years down the line that she would try to help the south and the west side? And who knows? She's only good for 4 years. So 10 years she's pledging? That's ridiculous. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Man, that's some deep. Hold on. That's a bro. You rolled so hard. That was beautiful. Now let me ask you. Let me keep going because I got so many of y'all on the line. Lines open. I like what you just said. Now she said that she didn't even pledge to give a stimulus. That means our people haven't even gotten the money from the stimulus check. That's what I'm trying to make people realize.
What the brother was saying, the illegal immigrants here, they're going to get something out of that stimulus package. Just a couple of days ago, that the alderman voted to give her emergency powers. She has executive powers now over the stimulus packages as far as the COVID-19.
Thank y'all for coming up from Region 5. That is, but they gave a governor executive powers. Now,
mayor.
No, well, she a mayor, but the governor behind her. Because the governor, the governor ain't said nothing against her. Most states going to battle now between the mayors and the governors. This is what we're going to see in most of our states that are trying to fight off what is called, this is what it is, everybody, socialism versus capitalism. And whatever falls is going to be on the people. The people who make this happen will be us who will make this happen. Mm-hmm. They know enough about
energy. Or federalism versus nationalism.
Either one of those two, I'll go along with that saying. That's another level of highness, and I take that one as well. That is exactly what it's going to be at the end. That's exactly what's going to be at the end. Who's going to go with their nation over what's going to take place? And that's where it's going to end up at. Yes, beautiful analogy there. But
One more quick point about Mayor Lightfoot, and I'll relinquish the line.
No.
She worked most of her career at Mayor Brown and Platt, a law firm which was they were responsible, and they got sued for the Refco collapse back in 2012.
Oh yeah,
and
Tony Refco. With Hillary Clinton. Yes, go ahead.
Right, and a lawsuit was filed against Mayor Brown and Platt and Refco executives for theft of more than $2 billion. So I'm saying, how in the heck did she get to become the mayor of Chicago with a firm that has stolen money from not only investors, but U.S. citizens as well? So I'm relinquishing with that.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that question, too, because you had the man who gave it to her, Rahm Emanuel. That's how that works.
Believing in this woman that she don't even like penises.
Yeah, well, again, now I'm gonna tell you something about this.
Rahm Emanuel either.
He don't want no penises. He loves penises. You got the wrong idea. Let me go there, because this is what we call. I remember watching this a long time ago. Facts do matter. I mean, everybody knows Chicago is a very high-level PowerPoint of all activities. I mean, it brought all our people to the north, from the south to the north. That's how we all got to these plants, all these GM plants. Y'all remember this? I'm going to take it before they take us off, because they're giving me about 5 minutes before I can see how they're going to take me off. They got time for it. They only let me get 60 minutes. And I'm going to say this. We look for y'all, every one of y'all, to give us. Every one of you, because we can't do it without you. We need everyone. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. We need every region to start calling in. Whatever you find out about stimulus checks, call in. Let us know. Are you getting them? We need to know who's getting what. We need to have a network of saying, what's going on? Is are we being cut out? Because if you allow yourself to die by this wicked virus, then you will be held accountable for being a virus. You are a living host to the virus. Because being that I know vampires is viruses. Virus is a vampire. Just look it up. Virus, vampire. V for vendetta. This thing could go on all day, but I'm not going to do that because we ain't got much time. I need all y'all to give me your last point of view. Do you feel safe? I'm going to go up the line from 2819. Do you feel safe? I just need a yes or no. Do you feel safe with what's going on? Do you feel safe in your life right now, what's happening? 2819. You feel safe? Okay. 18-8079. You feel safe? Do you feel safe in your life right now, what's going on?
Yep.
Okay. 29927. You feel safe in your life about going through this?
Muted. Okay. Yeah, you had me muted.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm running.
Yes, I feel safe, but I just gotta watch my back. You know, you just gotta keep yourself.
I like that part. There you go.
You got to watch all your back.
Watch your back. Okay, I'm giving it my chest. 8554. She added a new element. Be safe, but watch your back. I love that. Add that in there. 854. Do you feel safe and watch your back?
No, I'm with her. I feel safe, but I got to watch my back from these niggas.
That's right. Watch your back. Watch your back. Watch your back. Watch your back. 3364. If you feel safe, watch your back.
Yeah,
which
I
one
do.
Is it?
Okay,
yeah, I love that.
Because I studied my enemy because I found out the algorithm. I checked the algorithm on their history, so you know what they're going to do next. And so
going,
I feel
there
safe.
You go. You feel safe. I feel that with you. I feel safe because I feel like I know they got the powers of but algorithm. He just said it, energy rhythms. You know, you got to watch who you hang with today. I'm telling y'all, the wheat and the tear, that's a real symbolism. There ain't no real about no wheat and tear. That's about getting rid of negative positive because in order for wheat to grow into its full germination, you got to reap the bad part off. That's why sharecropping was popular. 5192, you feel safe?
I definitely feel safe. Spiritually connected to my goon. I would definitely got to watch your back because, like the brother say, it's a lot of Negroes in here, you know, right about now that are on this power grid and using their powers. And the time, instead of they elevate you, they're using this time to even cut their own. So you got to watch your back. Be safe.
Yeah.
Common sense, natural vitamins.
Right.
And pray
right.
to your ancestors.
There you go. I ain't going to never say that. Go Mayat, ancestors, everybody, Ogun. Y'all better look up because Ogun, one thing about what you're going to do, one thing about, come on sci-fi with us too, man, because I'm going to bring you on. I want you to look at the sci-fi characters that were in the Ogun. Start with the Black Panther, with the black, the white gorilla, and we're going to do that.
Which was Obatala. Which
yeah,
is
you
the
come
first,
on that.
The,
yeah.
the one
gonna, we,
who was with Tahuti or Arumila. They witness destiny. So it's going to be deep. I know it's going to be
next
deep.
Next week. Brother Jeff, you listening? We're going to do Psy 5 on their ass. Twilight Zone like a bitch. Let me go to 1877. You feel safe? You feel watch your back or both of the above? All the above. Which one is it?
I feel safe that I'm not going to die of the virus, but I don't feel safe that our people are going to stand up for our civil liberties and our rights and not let our country go to socialism and communism and continue this social distance for no reason. I feel unsafe that I cannot be close to people or people get afraid. I don't feel comfortable at all with this social distancing, and I think that people need to stop the government for taking our civil liberties and our constitutional rights because the math don't make sense to put this type of fear for this virus that's not deadly. Not safe about that.
Hey, and we're going to leave it like that. And I'm going to tell everybody, welcome to the Helios. Let your day be light. Light kills all viruses. So we always going to tell you, let your light shine. Because everybody I know loves the sunshine. What about you?
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Yeah. Sunshine. Now folks get down.